Welcome to the Memoirs of Her Saturday Night Live radio show featuring Cinzira Mendez as the host speaker. Once again, this is the Memoirs of Her. She is humble, exquisite, and resilient. The topic of discussion on tonight is awakening to self-love. So what is self-love and how do you apply it to yourself? And what are the benefits and transitions of self-love and development? These questions are the prelude to our topic and will be discussed in an ordinary fashion so you all can actually stay tuned. So I wanted to start off with what is self-love. So according to Brain and Behavior Research Foundation describes self-love as it is a state of appreciation for oneself that grows from actions that are supportive of the person's emotions and mental health and things of that sort. So I wanted to talk about self-love from a healthy and unhealthy perspective. Usually when we focus on the healthy part of self-love, it looks like when a person have boundaries, they practice self-care, they set a time aside to reflect and rejuvenate. So these are just some of the things that describe or are healthy mechanisms that shows the example of someone having self-love for themselves. Okay, so healthy, having boundaries, you know, being able to be so grounded within yourself to where you allow your no to be no and you allow your yes to be yes. And you're not allowing yourself to be influenced by other people, you know, thoughts, suggestions, ideas, or their energy just in general. And you just have a sound mind to where you can make a sound judgment and decision on things and be concise on that and be able to be in control of your life and not allow another factor or person to be in control of your life. So having boundaries, being able to draw the line with people, you know, because you don't want people to cross lines with you, take advantage of you, you know, so you want to keep things in perspective to avoid those things, you know, people being manipulative, you know, being taken advantage of, you know, all of those things could be avoided by you just setting boundaries and you being clear on the things of what you will do and what you won't do. You don't want to overextend yourself unnecessarily because then it becomes a mechanism of people taking your kindness for weakness or just simply taking advantage of you, and that's not healthy. However, setting these boundaries would be the best thing that you could ever do with people. You know, it shows others how to respect you, how to treat you, and to understand that your time, your space, and energy is very valuable and is not something to be taken for granted. Okay, so moving along to practicing self-care, which looks like having good hygiene and health, you know, being able to keep up yourself, you know, your weight, you know, having, you know, good hygiene to where you're taking care of yourself and your weight range where you're not overweight. You have some type of exercise regimen within your, you know, your lifestyle routine, whether it be you walking or simply walking up and down stairs or whatever the case might be. It's still a form of exercise, you know, even when it's down to breathing exercises is good for you because it gives your whole body, you know, your organs and everything some form of oxygen. So just being mindful of the hygiene and health is so important. You know, a lot of times when people go through things in life that are, you know, troublesome, sometimes they let themselves go, meaning they forget about their hygiene and health and they let it decline due to mental health issues or you know, having depressive episodes and things of that nature. And that is an act of something that's very unhealthy when it comes down to self-love, you know. So if someone per se, and this is just my opinion and suggestion, if you have a mental health condition and you know that at times that you may have a relapse and certain things in your life, whereas you just put it on hold and you forget about your hygiene and health and you just let it decline along with your emotions, one thing I would say is to factor in your life purpose. Okay, when you factor in your life purpose and you realize that you are worthy. And what I mean by you being worthy, meaning if you are going through the depressive episode, just understand that you might feel that the whole world is against you. You know, you might feel like nobody loves or care about you. But at the end of the day, there is somebody that's out there that loves and care about you. Because at the end of the day, we all are connected to each other. Just you living alone, you know, just by you living and breathing, you're helping somebody else out by your existence, your energy. So you have a purpose that is a part of the greatest scheme of things, of how we operate within this universe. So always think about the bigger picture when you're going through things, and always keep in mind that when you think you have it bad, that somebody else have it worse than what you do, you know. And some reminders that I would say is that, you know, from people that can understand this on a practical level, that's good. But for those who feel that, you know, with their mental condition, or, you know, having a relapse, you know, sometimes it's help. They become, you might feel helpless to where you feel like the situation is out of control. So either way, if you try, you know, you still feel that your hygiene or health will go on the decline because of the condition. And that's fine. Even if you have to go through that period, but always know that don't quit. Do not quit. Try to pull yourself from out of that energy, you know, pull yourself from out of it and be able to just change your perspective and your dynamic, your mindset on to other things that are more positive. And like I said, focus on your purpose, because your purpose in life, you have power. Now, for those who be like, well, I don't know what my purpose is in life, it takes It's a matter of you understanding you, yourself, taking the time out to understand, simply understand what you like, what you dislike, and realizing the people that are around you, you know, taking an assessment and taking the time out to evaluate certain things, and just understand, like, just reflecting on just your life in general. And then just come into a relaxation and really looking within yourself and asking yourself, what is your purpose in life, opposed to you defining yourself by external factors. Okay, so it's more of an internal factor of what is it that you feel that you have to give to the world that is most valuable. That's the key factor. Okay, when it comes down to mental health and hygiene. Okay, so just in general with self-care, people that can understand this on a practical level, we all go through a depressing moment on a general level. You know, we may not have mental health issues, but we go through the highs and lows of life. What I would say is that don't allow your circumstance to circumvent you. Okay, to whereas you're forgetting about your hygiene and health and feel that, oh, well, you know what? Give a prime example. If you have this type of attitude to where, let's say you work in a city job and you just, it's just a routine, and you work in a city job, you go home, go to work or whatever the case might be, and you're not considering the fact that maybe you need to exercise, maybe you need to stay focused on how your appearance. You don't have to impress nobody else. You have to do it for you. Why? Because of self-love. You know, you got to understand whatever type of job that you have, there's a certain type of diet, an exercise that you have to implement that's going to work around whatever occupation that you have. You know, so if you are a janitor, there's certain types of foods, diets, you know, in terms of your diet, there's certain types of foods, exercise that you need to be doing as a janitor. Then if you are a receptionist or you are administrative assistant, there's a certain diet that you may have and certain exercises that you have to entail in order to maintain your health and hygiene. So just in general, you know, even if you are a nurse, you judge and all of those things, you have to eat healthy food because at the end of the day, it's good for your brain chemistry and, you know, neuroplasticity of your brain and everything. It's all important and it plays a fact in the things that you do actively. So self-care is so important because it's about having self-love. Okay, so setting the time aside to reflect and rejuvenate, it's so important. We call this me time. You know, when you set aside time for yourself and you're able to reflect and evaluate, you know, things that you're going through, how to find solutions to your problems and being able to empower yourself by using affirmations and just being able to spend time alone with yourself and being happy. These are all healthy aspects of self-love, and it links back to your brain chemistry and your behaviorism as far as how you look at self-love. You know, do you find yourself worthy of loving yourself? You know, because if you don't love yourself, how can anybody else love you? So you got to realize that you are worthy, you are valuable, and you're worth taking the time out for loving yourself, eating the finest food, dressing nice, you know, having a good attitude, you know, being in good vibes. You know, these things are so important. It's minute, but very important. Okay. Unhealthy aspects when it comes down to self-love is being materialistic, having a materialistic value without integrity. So notice that I said healthy boundaries is good. When you want the finest food, when you dress with prestige and things like that, that's fine. That's okay because you have a level of confidence that's totally different from being arrogant. Okay, because that means that you take pride in yourself, you take pride in how you present yourself into other people. That's healthy. What's unhealthy is when people just care about materialistic value and it defines them and they don't have integrity behind it. That's an issue. When you don't have no morale or integrity, but you have all of this materialistic value and your character sucks, it's like it's really unhealthy. It's not a good example or reflection of self-love. And it's facts. Okay? Having a boastful ego and pride. Boastful, yeah, that's what I meant to say. When you always boasting about, you know, certain or bragging about certain things that you had and just having this false pride about certain things, it's okay to be prideful, you know, as far as having some sense of pride and dignity within yourself. But when it's false pride because you have a boastful ego, something is wrong with that picture. It's not an example or evidence of self-love whatsoever at all. Okay, another factor would be self-indulgence in things of interest. And that can consist of, you know, a certain activity. It could be drugs, it could be drinking. You know, all of these things are associated with addictions. And if you have a self-indulgence in these things are going against, you know, yourself. It's going against the development of, you know, your progression in life when you self-indulge in, you know, activities that's not going to, you know, progress you further into the future, or having drugs that's going to decline or be strenuous on your health. Okay, so these are the things to acknowledge when it comes down to the difference between healthy and unhealthy aspects of self-love. Okay, so now moving along to how to apply self-love to yourself. Okay, so this is the most important aspect of them all. Okay, and the first thing that you want to do is take some type of recognition. You know, recognize, as I said before, that you're valuable, and you're worthy of self-love. You're worthy of giving yourself that. You're worthy of looking yourself in the mirror and saying, I love me. You're worthy of that. You worthy of the tears. You worthy of the expression, whatever it is that you feel. When you look at yourself in the mirror, you are worthy of the highest epitome of love. You are. Okay? And don't ever let nobody tell you different. Okay? So these are people that are wavering in between their worth and their value in life. So I'm just here to simply encourage you. Okay? So another factor is conduct a mirror exercise, as I mentioned before, just now. You know, and some of the things that you can do, start off with I love me. Also observe your reflection. You know, appreciate all your perfections and imperfections. Appreciate it. Love it. Love your body. Love your features and everything. And if by any chance you want to improve on how you look or how you maintain your health, so be it. It's in addition to you expressing self-love for you. Okay, another factor will be to appreciate who you are and what you have to offer to the world. Because at the end of the day, as I said before, you have a purpose. And it's only right that you recognize this. Okay, don't look for validations from other people. Okay, because other people will fail you over and over and over again. Don't seek validation from other people. Don't seek affirmations or confirmations from other people of who and what you are. You define who and what you are by starting with the first step of self-love. Okay, and then affirmations are so important when you apply in self-love to yourself. It is. Just imagine saying, I love me. L-O-V-E. I love me. That is powerful. Okay, and then when you say, I love you, it's even more powerful, because when you love yourself and you tell someone else that you love them, it's more affirmative. Okay, so affirmations reflecting your value is good. Affirmations that validate who you are is also excellent. And then affirmation that confirms your purpose in life is also good. So if you are curious about finding some affirmations about yourself, some resources that you can actually go on is Pinterest and type in affirmations of self-love, or anything that it is that you want to do, whether it's weight loss or whatever the case might be, affirmations plus whatever it is that you want to do as far as self-improvement or self-love, you can type it in with Pinterest. Okay, and Pinterest will come up with some other details for you. And Tumblr is also a good website to go on to look up some affirmations if you yourself cannot find any affirmations for yourself. Okay, so we're gonna take a break and we're gonna be right back. And Welcome back to the Memoirs of Her, Saturday Night Live. This is your host, Indira Mendez, discussing tonight's topic on awakening to self-love. So now, previously, I had talked about what is self-love and the difference between healthy and unhealthy attributes of self-love and how to apply self-love to yourself by knowing your value and worth in the world and learning to appreciate that alone. Okay, so our upcoming topic to discuss, the question is, what are the benefits of self-love? Okay, and when it comes down to mental health, I want to talk about mental health, not so much of a hygiene, but mental health. A lot of that plays a part in that is eating healthy, exercising, and healthy relationships. Okay, so eating healthy, like I said, based off of whatever occupation that you have or whatever it is that you're doing, whether you are an entrepreneur or whatever the case might be, you might want to eat light, you want to try to invest in intermittent fasting. All of these things are out here as far as what you can apply to, you know, your diet as far as eating and things of that nature. Okay, so eating healthy will consist of you setting a diet for yourself, a time frame when you will eat. You know, some people like 3 meals a day, typically on average. And then those people who are into their health and things of that nature, they really focus on eating within a certain time frame and things of that nature. Another factor would be exercising. From simply breathing, doing breathing exercises is good. Walking is good, you know, and, you know, running at a certain pace. Typically, I would recommend running on like a track opposed to running on concrete. If you're going to be running on concrete because you like nature just in general and just, you know, going into different environments or having certain routes that you like to run, I would say invest in good sneakers, a good sneaker wear that you can, you know, run in, running sneakers, you know, if you're going to be running on concrete. But for those who just want to typically focus on their health, I would recommend running on a track, you know, finding a place where it has a track and, you know, doing exercises on there or running, you know, things of that sort. Okay, so once you adopt a eating healthy, exercising, you can then start forming healthy relationships with people because your life will start to change. Not so much drastically, but, you know, people will start to see the difference. And then the bright people that are supposed to be in your life will start to come, you know, or be a part of your life, you know, and you will notice that. Okay, so one of the things that I also mentioned is about development. Okay, so development will consist of you defining what your happiness is, you know, why you want to be happy. You know, happiness is not so much of, you know, buying certain things. You know, when you equate buying stuff, material things, to your happiness, it's fleeting. It's so fleeting. So happiness is something that's more internal and it's not external. You know, when you feel that other people make you happy, it's okay. It's fine. But at the end of the day, it should not be the gist of you developing that happiness internally for yourself. You have to be happy with you. Okay? If you are a miserable person, like they say, misery loves company, that's because you have not defined what makes you happy, what satisfies you, okay? And stop worrying about other people and what they're doing. You know, I had an issue with it, but with, as far as worrying about what other people, you know, do, you know, what are they doing and trying to compare and contrast, you know, things. And there's nothing wrong with that, but at the end of the day, you know, when you worry too much about other people, this was my problem. And then not worrying about myself and worrying about the things that I need to start focusing on. You know, I realized that over time that I got to stop worrying about other people and start focusing on what's most important with me internally. So for the people that, as far as being miserable, you want to be able to pause first and say to yourself, what is it that's making you unhappy? Okay, and then once you are able to pinpoint what's making you unhappy, start to find a solution to that, and then start to do what makes you happy so you can get out of that miserable situation. Okay, now on the contrary to that, with me, my situation of worrying about other people, you know, falling under the category of being a people pleaser, you begin to forget about yourself, which is unhealthy when you forget about yourself, setting boundaries, because certain things start to decline within your life when you don't take care of you first. Okay, so this, on those two contraries, understand that you have to put yourself first to a degree. If you're not okay, how can you take care of somebody else? Along with the fact of, if you don't love you, how can you love somebody else? These are just facts. Okay, another factor of development is being more present with yourself in reality. You know, get out of this phase of illusions, you know, trying to be somebody that you're not. I encourage people to be who you are. Be who you are. Don't be nobody else. I seen this quote with this where it says, be who you are because everybody else is taken. Okay, so being who you are and not, you know, getting caught up into illusions and delusions would be so helpful. Being present with yourself, you know, taking in everything, you know, acknowledging everything and not letting everything just be fleeting and you getting lost into your phone and lost into, you know, the website and cyber, you know, things. You know, you want to be able to be present where you at, your environment, and just absorb everything and realize what's reality and what's fake. Okay, this is how you become to develop more. Okay, and last but not least, understanding the importance of prioritizing oneself and needs before pleasing others. Understand it. You know, I talked about it, but you have to understand the importance of you taking care of you first before you take care of anybody else. Loving you first before you love anybody else second. Okay, so this is so important. And the whole conclusion of this show is to, you know, love you. You know, find out what love is. Find out what that expression of love is and inspire other people. Thank you for listening to The Memoirs of Her. Have a good night.